Blog Talk Radio.
Should have a show of hands who's going to share a special next week.
Thank you, Lord.
Gavin, come and share a song. You know, I appreciate this guy because he's ready to volunteer whenever. Okay, he's going to give you. another one of my favorite songs. I enjoyed it. Was it last year we sang that at for their Christmas concert? Yeah. Okay, Gabe, we need you. Turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. And I'm just going to read a few verses from verse 7 through 12. It says that she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. So throughout this Advent season, we've been looking at the reality of, behold, your King. Not just behold your King, but behold, this is your King. And we've kind of taken it apart in four different directions. We began the Advent season by going out to meet him. The second week we talked about going forth, bringing Christ and bringing the Word of God into the world. Last week we looked at the preparation for the King and about going deep. It says, get rid of the debris and of the rocks out of the highway so that there might be that encounter with Jesus and his people. Today I want to look at going low. Maybe it sounds like a contradictory term for Christmas, which is supposed to be like, I guess, up. But I think we can be up about going low. And it's really about making room for Jesus. When he was confronted by his critics that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John was, John responded with this statement, he must increase, I must decrease. John knew how to go low. Hannah Hernard, who has written several books, some of you may have read them, Mountain of Spices and Hinds Feet to the High Places, etc. But she wrote this neat little poem she calls The Water Song. Come, oh come, let us away lower, lower every day. Oh, what joy it is to race down to find the lowest place. This is the dearest law we know. It is happy to go low. Sweetest urge and sweetest will, let us go down lower still. Hear the summons, night and day, calling us to come away. From the heights we leap and flow to the valleys down below, always answering the call to the lowest place of all. Sweetest urge and sweetest pain to go low, then rise again. I guess we're all fairly glad that the water doesn't stay on the mountain, but it seeks out the low place in the valleys where we can get our hands on it. So we want to continue this. Behold your King. Let's see if I know how to do this. Maybe. If you were looking for a manger, it's over on this side. You can come and see it. But I want to look at this. Behold, your King. When Jesus fulfilled that prophetic statement of Zechariah, it says, behold, your King, he is humble and lowly. Jesus, when he introduced himself, says, come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly. I am humble of heart. Jesus taught the low way. But that low way, when lived